Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and the address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, here in Michigan, it looks as though old man winter has hit the road and spring is now upon us. After a year into the pandemic, people are looking to get back to normal. And that means pulling out those toys from the garage and enjoying the fresh air of the open road. For many, their motorcycles may have been stored all year, and this spring is the first time they're able to ride. Now, before you hop on your bike and ride, we did find this article from Rawhide Youth Services with tips on getting your motorcycle ready for the riding season. And again, I'm only going to share a few of the tips from the article. I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. Click on the Let's Talk Insurance link. It'll bring you to our blog post for today. If you happen to be listening to this later on, easy enough, just do the same thing. Bring you to our blog post. And in the upper right of the blog, you'll see search archive. Type in spring motorcycle tips, and it'll bring you to the podcast blog for this podcast, with links to Rawhide Youth Services. Again, they've got like 15 tips or so, so I'm only going to share a few of them, so you can go read the full article from Rawhide Youth Services with many more tips on preparing your motorcycle for the riding season. First tip they have for you is check for critters and junk. Whether or not you covered your bike for the winter, small critters may have taken up winter residence in your exhaust or intake. Check these areas thoroughly before you start up your bike to avoid any quote-unquote incidents. And I would hate for you to run a small critter through your engine. I could just imagine the mess that it would cause. So definitely check that out. Even if you did have it covered, it's always a good thing to just take flashlight, check up the exhaust, check in the intake, just to make sure that there's no debris or anything like that that's going to be sucked into the engine. Or blown out of the engine, as it were. The second tip they have for you is drain the tank. If you didn't properly winterize your bike, the gas in the tank may be stale and prevent it from starting. Drain the tank and check the gas that comes out. If there are brown flecks in the gas, this could be an indicator that the inside of the tank has rusted. And they recommend that if you do have a rusty tank on the inside, that you treat the tank with an acid remover, obviously following the directions and getting the proper acid remover for motorcycle gas tanks, to be sure that the tank is clear and to prevent any problems with the fuel system. The next tip that we have for you is use stabilizer. There may still be gas in the fuel system, so use a bottle of fuel stabilizer, again, according to the manufacturer's directions, to help clear out any old gas and maintain the fuel system. So highly recommend that even if you did put stabilizer in your tank, it's probably a good idea just to drain the tank anyway, because that way you could tell if the tank is rusty on the inside, and you could take care of it instead of riding it on the road and then one day unable to start it and come to find out that you've got a bunch of rust particles in the fuel filter or the fuel system that is causing it to not run properly. The next tip they have for you is change that oil. Storing the bike during the winter could cause condensation to develop and mix with the oil. So experts recommend that even though you may have changed the oil just before you put the bike in the winter storage, it's always a good idea to just change the oil before you start out riding for the season. That way you can make sure that you've got clean oil, a clean filter ready to go for the riding season. The last tip I have for you is, again, has to do with fluids. Top off those fluids. Obviously you're going to check the fuel, make sure everything is good there. You're going to check the oil and make sure things are good there. It's also good to check the brake and hydraulic fluids. And it's supposed to check them for color and consistency. If the color and consistency of the brake and hydraulic fluid don't look the same as what you would get out of a bottle, if the color is darker, if it's more watery than what the fluid should be, then it's time to change. If the levels are low, you can obviously top them off and add more fluid. But it's always good to make sure that you check all your fluids before you go out riding to avoid any potential mishaps with engine misfirings or other issues that could ground you on the side of the road waiting for a friend to pick you up. Again, I recommend that you go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page is Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that. It'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you're listening later on, that's fine. Just go in the upper right-hand corner of our blog and type in Spring Motorcycle Tips, and it'll bring you to this blog post with an article from Rawhide Youth Services with 10 more tips on preparing your motorcycle for the spring riding season. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, desktop, smartphone, or tablet. Got it mixed up there for a second. Doesn't matter. You can go to the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email to mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, again, my name is Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very safe, a very warm, and a very happy week. If you're going to go out riding your motorcycle, wear a helmet, be safe, but enjoy that open road.